and welcome to We're Obsessed With, a weekly podcast from Heat Magazine where we dissect all of the best showbiz stories of the week. It comes out every Friday, and for all the celeb gossip you could ever want, the magazine is out now. Heat Radio is on 24/7 and you can head to heatworld.com for breaking news. But for now, I'm Lucy Ford and I'm joined by Charlotte Oliver.
Hello.
And Katie Holloway.
Hi.
Hello. Okay, so the first topic that we are obsessed with this week, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
It's coming back soon.
We've had our date, haven't we?
We have. It's coming November 19th. Now that Ant's been given the all clear, he's headed to the jungle. And Scarlett's already out there to do her extra camp show. So now we're just waiting desperately to find out who the contestants are.
Do we know anyone yet?
No one's
not
been
confirmed.
Right, yeah. There are rumours.
Who's the biggest rumour?
Well. I'm quite excited by the idea of like Vanessa White from the Saturday. She might have some like girl band goss.
So actually, I was on a red carpet with Vanessa White the other weeks ago, and someone said, "I'm a celebrity," and she just like screamed and ran away.
Oh,
so she's definitely doing it.
She's definitely doing it. Okay, so then there's also like obviously the main Chelsea stars. That's Toph, who is actually really entertaining. If you saw her on Celebs Go Dating last month,
yeah.
So she could be good. Jamie Lomas from Hollyoaks, another rumour. Johnny Mitchell from Love Island, which would be like, that would really irritate me.
Oh my God, send him there and keep him there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Oh yeah, actually, if I could just see him covered in bugs, that'd be great.
Yeah,
actually,
just make him do the trials every week.
Yeah, maybe he'd... Okay, I've changed my mind.
The sacrificial lamb.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those.
Yeah, yeah. They even were saying like James Jordan, because obviously Ola was on it last year. So that could be fun. But the best rumour is they might send the big GC back in.
Oh, God, I hope so.
Which would just be the TV event of the year.
It would. Well, the ratings would go through the roof. She is just the biggest star ever, isn't she?
I really don't think I'd care about who else was there if she was there. Any other combination would be amazing. Yeah.
She'd definitely win, wouldn't she?
Oh, 100%. We love her. She can't do wrong. And obviously she had such a traumatic time the first time she went in. So I think, she has a lot of... I don't know, she has to like...
Something to prove.
Something to prove, exactly.
Yeah, I wonder, would she survive it, though? Do you think she would?
I think she'd have to. Mm.
She can't even survive just standing on a stage.
Standing still and hitting your mark.
So I don't know quite how she'd survive. We'd have to see.
My colleague interviewed her right after she left I'm a Celeb.
Oh, yeah.
And she was amazing in the interview. She's like, yeah, it was pretty horrible, but now that I look back, I do know that I was entertainment at its finest.
I love that she has a strong sense of self.
She's like, I was very hilarious.
Yeah, she knows her goods. Like, you can't deny it.
Yeah. So as you said, Scarlett's going to Extra Camp.
Yeah, so that, I mean, obviously that's really big because last year was where she, you know, she sort of hit it. Yeah, so I mean, she's been on riding high since then. I don't know, and we're very excited. How do we think she's going to do?
I love her. I feel like she can't do any wrong. I feel like you do think you're just sat on the sofa next to her when she's chatting about stuff.
But live, could she do it live?
I know. Well, she was... What was that thing she had to do before that was live?
Oh, well, there was the Saturday night takeaway.
Yeah, and she was pretty good.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll see. But then also she's got Joel Dommett with her.
Yes.
So we'll just be looking at him when she's speaking.
He's funny.
I'm excited for that.
I know, I love Joel Dommett. Also, I like Joel Dommett because he's been very open about the fact that before I'm a Celeb, he was literally not famous.
Yeah,
I know.
And now he's like incredibly famous.
I hope he has a cheesecake with him every week.
He's so good. I think they'll be really fun together because they were really cute, weren't they? Because it was those two at the end last year, and you could tell that they both wanted either of them to win.
That's true. Yeah. They have like a friendship.
Yeah, and that's the nice thing to have. Someone that there's no romance rumours about. It's just a boy and a girl.
Oh, you never know. There'll probably be romance rumours. Like, poor Scarlett. Like, we're gonna speculate, let's be honest.
Now she's single.
Now she's single, we're going to have to go there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's what we do. That's what we do.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited to see Ant back in it. Because, I mean, I never really believed the rumours that it was just going to be Dec, but it was up in the air.
It couldn't be, could it? And especially they were saying maybe they would send, what's her face? Oh, remind me the name from Love Island. Caroline, obviously. Caroline.
Oh, no way.
Yeah,
no,
they
thank
can't
you.
Caroline and Deck. Like, they're just
Caroline
not,
and Deck.
Yeah. Doesn't roll off the tongue.
No. Yeah, I think, I don't even think Deck would have done it without him, right?
No. But how does he survive without him? Surely it's like half his brain is in
Ants. Oh, poor little Deck.
They have their own, they have a joint Twitter account. They just can't
they
do anything alone.
They even live like next door. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Very, do they actually?
Very, very close by.
Yeah. Are they like when Helena Bonham Carter and Tim Burton were together but lived in separate houses but had like an adjoining door like in a hotel?
Their relationship was closer than that marriage
that's true.
Was like definitely
nothing will break that apart.
Yeah, exactly.
So I do wonder whether that like how much reference they might make to
I don't think so. I reckon they'll overlook it. Like, it's a very like family show. They can't stop being like,
true.
Oh, so good
it's
to
delicate.
See you over your addiction.
Like, true.
As much as we'd love that.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, I'm excited to see it back on our screen, even if I do hate spiders with every fibre of my
being. That's the thing. I can't actually watch most of it.
It hurts.
I'm squeamish and ugh.
I don't mind. The bugs don't affect me. It's the things they have to eat. That
that's true, actually.
Like
the eating's
smoothies.
Worse for me. Oh, my God.
I know. I think I could probably handle the eating stuff, but anything to do with spiders.
Oh, no.
My tactic would be, though, if I was going into the jungle, just 100% lie about what I'm scared of. Be like, I'm so scared of kittens. I'm so scared of puppies.
Tactic. And cake. I hate
hate crisps.
Strawberries make me vomit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good plan.
Yes. Yeah. You guys, feel free to steal that if anything.
Yeah, I love that. Very clever.
All right, moving on. The next thing that we are obsessed with this week is Charlotte Crosby's uniboob.
Yeah.
I just love saying that.
Former uniboob, now two boobs.
two whole boobs.
Two whole boobs. She spoke to us exclusively it's in the mag this week, saying that there's been lots of speculation about whether she's had surgery. She has, in fact, had corrective surgery because she was born with congenital symmastia. I hope I'm saying that right. And
I don't think anyone would know if you were saying it
wrong,
to be
honest. Well, the surgeon might. I know the surgeon listened to this. Hey, Dr. Fratty. which basically means uniboob, apparently. I looked at older photos and I can't quite see uniboob.
I'm so with you. Yeah. I don't get where it came from.
Yeah. Is it literally just that, like, she doesn't look like she's got cleavage?
Yeah, I think maybe just not as defined that there are two...
There's just not as much underneath.
Well, apparently she had lots of people trolling her saying, what the hell's wrong with your tits? Like, blah, blah. So, and eventually the trolling got too much and it did get to her, which is sort of why she did eventually.
Which is so heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's so sad, isn't it?
I don't know. If every time someone made fun of you for something, though, like, it's such a slippery slope to change something every time someone makes fun of you.
I think
she has done that with her entire face and body.
Yeah,
so.
I think if you've already got, like, insecurities and you are out there being judged on such a massive scale, like, by strangers all the time... I can understand why it happens, I guess.
Yeah,
I kind of feel like if it was something that she was always self-conscious about,
and then it was confirmed.
Yeah,
and also then they're also like they're getting offered surgery for free.
Oh, exactly.
So like it's just you don't have to. Oh, I've got to save up then for so long to do it, even though I've got all the insecurities about it. Like it's more accessible for them. But she, I mean, bless her. She says that she's very happy now, and you know, 10 out of 10 for confidence. Sure. She can wear. You know, cleavage revealing outfits
now. And she does.
Now. And she's doing that.
And that is she doing.
She's doing that. So if she's, you know, done now, then that's nice. But
I doubt she's
slope,
done.
Isn't it? Yeah.
I feel like she might turn into a bit of a Heidi Montag.
Yeah.
That was sad, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it funny, though, that was like headline front page news?
Now
it's so normal. Like, if Heidi Montag did that now, I don't think anyone would care.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at the time, it was like, oh my God, can't believe she did so much surgery.
It's like Katie Price just posting on Instagram, like, the threads in her face that she had for her facelift. It's like, can't deal with it. Yeah.
I think it's so, because, you know, I think every office has these conversations where you're like, oh, if you could do one thing, what would you do? And then I just think, if I did one thing, how would I ever stop at one?
It's true.
If you can just be like, oh, if I don't like anything about my body, I can just change it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's like a really slippery slope.
Yeah, but you see it so much now, like with really young, like reality TV stars who, like, I mean, Fern McCann, obviously, she had nose trolling, so got the nose job. Which apparently also is why Mario, I think, had his nose job. I think he couldn't handle all the trolls. And I literally could not see any difference.
Same. Bobby Norris got a nose job where he now looks like Chris Jenner.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he?
Kylie Jenner, though, as well. Like, she was a teenager.
The lips, Yeah.
I just think it must be so sad to look at childhood pictures of yourself and have no idea who you are. Which one am I?
Kylie's changed, like, race. Like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, she's an ick. Exactly.
I'd have no idea, like, that the two are actually the same person. Yeah.
It's also
maybe
like,
not.
If no, you get, yeah. if you change.
Oh, that's true.
That's maybe, oh my gosh, is there a conspiracy? Like, that Avril Lavigne is actually a conspiracy. Yeah. It's like, actually, Kylie Jenner died and she's been replaced. But it's so sad, though, like, because what? Kylie Jenner, I guess, started getting lip fillers when she was like 17, 18, and then just like everything since. Yeah. Who knows what she would have looked like in her 20s?
And you
like,
know,
thank the
she...
Lord I don't look like what I looked like when I was 17.
Oh my God.
So glad I stuck it out.
I know, that is so true. But you know, she's pregnant and apparently like she's actually freaking out because she can't get all her like lip fillers and like can you imagine?
She might have to have normal lips again.
Oh my gosh.
You're growing a human.
Yeah.
Although I thought like everything was supposed to like swell, so maybe her lips will just naturally swell.
Yeah, that's what Kim Kardashian said. She's like, oh my god, I'm loving these pregnancy lips.
Yeah.
That's not a thing.
But maybe everything's swelling too much around the lips.
Yeah,
the lips
makes the lips
look
too
small. Normal.
No, even smaller now. Oh, wow. Terrible time.
Poor thing.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of celebs altering themselves, I guess, Mariah Carey's gastric band.
So much surgery going on right now.
So much. Yeah. Christmas is coming. Everyone wants to look their best.
Look their best party season. Yeah. Mariah, she put on 60 pounds over
Whoa.
The course of the year.
No.
Well, since the breakup last year from the millionaire.
Billionaire.
I'm so
Which,
sorry.
By the way, I think it's so unfair when millionaires date billionaires. Like,
I know.
Spread the wealth. I should be dating a billionaire.
It's so true.
Anyway, sorry.
It's like Rihanna dating like that, like Saudi like air, isn't it?
It's like you're already Rihanna.
Exactly.
Give us
like,
one.
Yeah, come on. Anyway, well, she's flat with him, so it's fine. And she's now bankrolling the dancer, so it's fine.
Nice.
But yeah, she was said to be having a great time just like dining out on a potato and wine diet, which sounds ideal. Amazing.
Oh my God.
Mash and Pinot Grigio.
Oh my God.
That's my dream meal.
Yeah, exactly.
When I first got braces and I couldn't eat solid food for like the first week, my mum just made me like different types of mashed potatoes every day.
Amazing.
Got really chubby, but I loved it.
Did you then follow that up with ice cream? Because that's what I did.
Yeah, because I was like,
all the ice cream.
Yeah.
Oh, it was amazing. But like,
so Mariah.
Yeah.
But this thing, Mariah can have a gastric band because she's Mariah Carey.
Exactly. She can do whatever the hell she wants.
I mean, for someone who loves her wine and her potatoes, that would suck having a gastric band.
You'd have like a mouthful of potato.
You're really, really full. I hate it when I get really, really full I can't eat anymore if I'm like enjoying it. It's like the worst.
Because you feel like at least when people diet, you're like training yourself to cut back on things. She's not, their brain hasn't changed.
Yeah.
So she's still going to want all the stuff.
Well, that's what Vanessa Feld said when she had hers. And that actually is why it failed because her eyes were literally bigger than her stomach.
So how does it fail?
Overeat. You just keep eating.
Just
I think.
Ping off.
My gosh. Do your stomach stretch more?
I don't know. But it's because there are other ways of doing it. Like you can get like hypnosis to think you've had a gastric band, which I think might be a little less
sounds
invasive.
Appealing, right?
Whoa!
Yeah. So maybe like she should have tried that. But
we'll just get a ton of lipo.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Just get it all pumped out and get all the wine and potato pumped out of you.
Maybe she's like, I've got a year of eating wine and potatoes and then that's it.
Yeah, true.
Like, really live this year and then I'm done.
Well, she's coming to London, I think, for her big Christmas shows and stuff. So I think she needs to
Christmas her. Is her
it's her
season,
time, isn't
so
it? Yeah.
She
is Christmas.
She's banging.
Yeah.
Well, when she did that interview on Good Morning Britain and they definitely had, like, placed her in a position where she's wearing a corset but is, like, lounging on a chaise
long.
She couldn't
really move, could she?
She could, like, just about move her face and that's it.
That was
like
wasn't
a pig in a blanket.
A bit awkward
to watch.
Yeah.
Oh, bless.
But she's looking great. Anyway, she's lost, I think she's lost 20 pounds so far.
Wow.
So whatever she's doing is working. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there have been some success stories in the past as well on these shores. For example, Fern Britton obviously lost a ton.
So she lied about it though, didn't she?
Yeah, that was always so strange. It was like, she was saying, well, I didn't lie. I thought I was allowed to like, to myself how I'm losing weight. Yeah, fair enough, Fern, but you are like, well, I think she was the face of Ryvita crackers then. So it's like, oh, if we eat Ryvita crackers, we're going
That's
to lose.
That's all you need.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think there was a little bit of anger.
A little bit of a white lie.
Yeah. When it then turned out that she had a bit of help. But then again, like, why should we be angry that she held it back from us? Like, is it really our right to know?
I don't know if I'd tell someone if I had a gastric band.
Yeah, it's not really
It's very true. Yep, Tina Malone from Shameless.
See, she has not lied about it, has she?
No, she's like, look how good I look.
Yeah, yeah. Let's keep the all surgery coming with her.
Yeah, she's constantly on a surgery table.
I mean, she's just disappeared, hasn't she? She's like, I mean, she might even be in this room. I couldn't see her. She's so tiny.
She's like a size six now, isn't she?
Yeah, and apparently. I mean, she lost all the weight, and then she had surgery to remove all the excess skin. Ooh. Because that was like an extra stone of weight.
Which just is terrifying.
Skin. Yeah. And she's been, you know, pulled back in various places all over as well.
Bulldog clips just run down her spine.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
So, yeah, no, she's definitely dying
down. She's looking fab.
She does look good. And well she done. Looks happy with herself mm-hmm. as well, which is important. We want them to be happy.
Exactly.
We do. At the end of the day, that's all we want.
Exactly.
All right, the next topic we've been obsessed with this week is Fern McCann, who has finally given birth to a daughter called Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
Which I just love the irony. Wasn't she born on a Thursday?
She's born on a Thursday. We think, I mean, we don't even know for sure, I think, which day. But
it was announced on a Thursday.
It was announced on Thursday. Also, just going to put it out there, all the dramas with Arthur Collins, the club night happened on a Sunday.
Oh, really?
So, like... I think that's pretty much a not very nice day.
That's weird.
In their home right now. You're strange.
I do actually, controversial, but I do think it's quite a pretty name. I just feel
isolated,
like...
Isolated, yes. But it has a lot of context.
Yeah, I did. I immediately thought of the song Easy Like Sunday Morning.
Oh,
thought,
yeah.
It's
oh, you don't
want to
be
so
easy like Sunday
teasing.
Morning. Yeah, yeah.
So.
It is also the only day of the week that does sound vaguely like a name.
Yeah,
like,
and
you
also
can be
like
oh, except, I guess Wednesday, like Wednesday Adams.
Wednesday Adams, Adams. Mm. But Wednesday's hump day.
Hump day.
You can't be named after hump day.
That's so true.
And like Monday is just the worst day ever.
Yeah. Tuesday and Thursday don't sound great.
Yeah.
Not very
Friday
pretty.
Either. Yeah, so
I guess Sunday.
Good on you, Fern.
Yeah, I mean, Nicole Kidman's daughter's name is Sunday, and she's Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, but I also find that a bit strange.
Just for the same reasons.
For the same reasons. And, you know, Nicole said, like, oh, it's just our happiest, it's our most joyous day as a family now. I think I even read an interview, she said, it's because Sunday used to be such, when you don't have a family, you're so isolated, you're so alone. So now that, you know, we have her, I'm like, I don't understand.
That's weird. That's like you're talking about Sunday roast.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God, giving
Sunday
a
roast.
Roast.
Oh.
Just have a roast and you won't be so isolated.
There's so many
And
puns.
I think there's confusion as well. Like, literally, you could be like, all right, see you Sunday. Does that mean I'm seeing you on Sunday? Yeah. Or I'm seeing your daughter? Or, like, I hate Sunday. Yeah. Like, I had the worst Sunday.
Sunday is the worst.
Yeah, Sunday's the worst.
Yeah,
everyone hates Sundays, yeah.
Aww.
But that Sunday feeling.
Yeah, I'm just...
But then in the grand scheme of celebrity baby names...
It's true.
It's not too
it's
bad.
It's not
very
as bad
true.
As it
not
could
Apple.
Have been. It's... Although, you know, I quite like Apple.
Apple.
I will
Apple.
Never
like
get
Apple.
Over Apple.
Apple and Moses.
Like
Apple and Moses.
I mean, what's Fern going to call the next baby? That's the question.
Yeah,
is she going to have the 7 days?
Oh,
my
yeah,
gosh.
7 kids, 7 days.
I just find it funny when celebrities name their kids bizarre names. And it's like, you're basically just ensuring that they're never going to get a real job.
It's true.
Like,
yeah.
You're ensuring...
But they don't need a real dog.
That's
dog, well. Sorry, job. Because they're celebrity kids. Well, I mean,
Fern
McCann's
daughter might need a job.
Yeah.
Maybe not Nicole Kidman's Sunday, but Fern's Sunday.
Yeah, that's true. But then again, you're Samantha Fayers and you name your kid Baby Paul the Junior.
Paul Tony.
Paul is that, like, everyone was like, that's so boring. So, like, how do you win?
Also,
like,
a baby called Paul is really funny.
Oh my God.
It's so hilarious.
Funny. That was my favourite.
Yeah. Paul Tony as
Paul,
well.
Paul Tony, yeah.
He's going to be like, he sounds like he's from the Goodfellas.
Yeah, he's always Baby Paul. When is he going to stop being Baby Paul?
Never.
Yeah.
I still know a Baby Hugh and he's 27.
Baby Hugh. Baby Hugh. Yeah. Mate, lose the baby if you're listening. Seriously.
God.
Yeah, I mean, there have been weirder ones. I think, wasn't Frank Zappa's daughter called Moon Unit? That was a bit strange.
Moon Unit?
Yeah,
wow.
That was a bit of a weird one.
Yeah, that's too far.
And obviously, you know, there's always, like, the abstract nouns. So, like, Dream.
Yeah.
Dream Kardashian.
And obviously, yeah, I mean, any of the Kardashians, really. Saint, North.
Yeah, oh, God. Yeah.
North is one of those, like, capital letter ones. You know, what is it? Proper nouns.
Uh-huh.
Like, Sunday.
I just love with North that it was, like, Anna Wintour just said, hey, you should name your baby North. And Kim Kardashian was so desperate to get on the cover of Vogue that she was like, okay,
I love the idea that Anna Wintour went home and was like, lol, you'll never guess what I said to Kim Kardashian.
Their child is literally a direction on a compass.
Like,
so good.
I always really liked Zowie Bowie.
Yeah.
But then I always called him David Bowie. So now I know for sure that I've got it wrong.
Yeah.
It's not Zowie Bowie.
But doesn't he?
But he changed his name.
To Dylan something. Like a really simple name. Like,
Paul, probably.
Yeah.
Paul Tony.
Something like that. Yeah.
He changed it to be a film director. Yeah. To be a proper adult.
A respectable name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't blame him.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Fern. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Many happy returns. And finally, our last topic of the week, Harper Beckham. Is she the new Beckham star?
I hope so.
Yeah, because Brooklyn Beckham, I'm really losing my patience.
I'm seriously, just go back to college. Why aren't you studying?
Oh my God.
Like, he went to study, and then he just like misses his parents so much all the time. And like, really?
The money? Was that the money?
Yeah,
you mean?
Like, I mean, I went to university and obviously, like, you know, I miss things. I didn't like miss them that much. Anyway, they've obviously done well from him and his. Well, I don't know how well his photography book did, but he's a photographer.
So I saw his photography book in a charity shop.
Yeah,
that's exactly
a month after
doing.
It came out.
Yeah, a bit awkward. So that's him, and then obviously we've got Romeo, the model,
Who we've not seen much from for a while.
No,
maybe he's saving it for a Christmas campaign.
Oh, that'd be lovely. Mm. He's very pretty.
Which one did the song?
That was Cruise. That was
my God.
Baby Cruise.
That was upsetting.
So they've all had their little careers, and it's Harper's time to shine.
Yeah,
isn't
I think
it?
So.
Anyway, basically, she was over her. Vicky played an Instagram video of Harper singing All I Want. Well, I think it was All I Want for Christmas Is You. I mean, it was very high pitched.
And it was very reminiscent of Posh in the Spice Girls days.
Yeah.
Oh, like mother, like daughter.
Talents, not quite cruises.
I really love the idea that potentially she could start a Spice Girls tribute band.
Oh. Who would she be then? Would she be Posh?
She'd have to be Posh.
Sporty.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But she's got like long hair. That was always
true.
Sporty thing.
But she's got the wardrobe to be Posh.
That's true.
But I guess, you know, as well, Posh is different now as a term. Mm-hmm. She could have, like, she could look like a current Posh person.
That is true.
Yeah.
Made in Chelsea.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. If you're not going to do, like, 96 Posh Spice, then it's no point. Like, I want the bra, like, and the mini skirt, and, like, I'm doing the peace sign, you can't obviously see me, but
girl power.
Current sporty Spice would be just wearing like yoga pants.
Yeah. Active wear.
Yeah.
Oh, and if you're Ginger Spice, you're like a yummy mummy in the country, like baking.
Yeah.
The only one who's actually stuck to it is Scary.
Yeah.
Like, she sticks to her leopard print still.
Yeah, that's a timeless look.
Love
and baby Spice, I guess. She would just look like maybe...
Well, she's 41 or whatever. She's not a baby.
She can't anymore. It's weird.
Yeah.
Anyway. Imagine if she just got like a group of celebrity kids.
Yeah, all
like
of their kids.
Yeah,
all their kids.
Could be involved.
Surrey. Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Surrey would be
get
posh.
Get Apple in there.
Oh,
yeah,
you know Surrey
might be
posh.
That's true.
Surrey does look like Posh.
Does, doesn't she? Maybe.
Her short hair.
Conspiracy.
Yeah. They were friends at the time, Katie and Vic.
But I do feel like she is preparing her for stardom.
I think
Victoria likes the idea of just slightly curating their lives, even if she is only
six.
It's
a bit off-putting, isn't it?
Mm.
I'm not really sure that they should be sort of exposing this brand.
And Harper's only six, so she's got like 5 years of training to get in before she releases her first single.
Her first
she's
single.
Going to go
so they might have a chance to sort out the voice.
Exactly.
She needs to get to like grade 8 level, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Start doing her scales.
Yeah. And get that like look polished as well.
Yeah,
it does feel like celebs tend to just push their kids into like talents younger.
You'll be this one.
With me, it was like maybe try the violin if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a go at the piano, but like they seem to all be like super talented.
Well, it's so annoying, isn't it? I don't want them to be talented. And also, like, really good looking.
I know.
Yeah, they can't have it all. It's
even,
not fair.
Like, the really unattractive aging rock stars, their kids are so attractive because they've obviously, like, reproduced with top
models,
supermodels.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
that's
their progeny
so
is so attractive. It's really annoying.
I know.
I saw a picture of Elizabeth Hurley's son the other day.
He is a
carbon copy of Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah, but he's also a bit haunting.
Yeah.
Because he's got the Stephen Bing, like, look behind his eyes.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just something there.
He's very thin and rakey.
Yeah.
But, like, literally looks like she's had a baby with herself.
Yeah. No, he's lucky that he got more of her genes than the father's.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm basically just really harsh about all the celebrity kids. Like,
I love how harsh you are about the Beckhams. You're so not on board for them.
I do want them to prove themselves to me, because you cannot just ride on your parents. I mean, they do. Of course they do. They just ride on their parents' coattails. But I want to see talent.
I just find it all a bit revolting.
The photography book was just too much.
Yeah.
And just, elephants, amazing to see, hard to photograph.
And just don't love your parents that much, like, publicly. It's a bit embarrassing.
Although I'm very here for him and Chloe Gross Moretz. I'm really invested.
They are cute.
Really very
Double
invested.
Double denim this week was gorgeous.
Yeah, I'm still not convinced.
She's now wearing a ring with his initial on it.
Signet ring. Yeah. Oh, big as well. It's like a big B. It's
size
not,
of her
it's
finger.
It's not subtle, so... Yeah.
Anyway, maybe we'll be seeing more of Harper Beckham in the future.
Maybe as a bridesmaid.
Oh,
cute. That would be great.
I want that so much.
In Victoria Beckham designs, I hope.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You'd have to.
Yeah.
That would be so much shade if she didn't, like, if Chloe was like, please, can you design it? She was like, no, sorry.
Yeah. Amazing.
Get it off the rack. Anyway, that is it from us this week with We're Obsessed With. Like I said at the top, it comes out every Friday. And for all the showbiz gossip you could want, the magazine is out now. Heat Radio is on 24/7 and you can head to heatworld.com for breaking news. Bye.
Bye.
Cool. Oh my God, that